Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 3 of 6 in Pensacola between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by the man who made his AA debut last night, Ryan Brady. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on making your AA debut. That had to have been just a whirlwind.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely exciting to be here. It's my first pro season, so I would say I'm here a little bit sooner than I thought I would be when I signed. But, you know, I definitely feel like after that first outing, I feel like I belong. So,
how much of a confidence boost does that give you? You're in your first full pro season, and you're already here in AA.
It helps. I think, really, it's just, well, you move across the levels, and it's the same thing. The mound is still 60 feet, 6 inches away, and there's a guy with a bat trying to hit it. So just got to kind of keep moving forward and trying to get guys out.
It's been a switch for you, though, in the last 12 months, because now they're standing up there with a wood bat. 12 months ago, you were at BYU for your last year. 12 months later, we're sitting in Pensacola, and you're making your AA debut. How wild has this journey been over the last 12 months?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's seriously a dream come true. You know, ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to play pro baseball. All through college, you know, I wanted to play pro baseball, and now that I'm here and just learning so much about pitching and getting better, it's just a dream come true.
What's the biggest way that you've grown as not only a baseball player, but also as a person in the last 12 months, graduating from BYU, signing with the Brewers, and now being in AA?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have grown a lot. So on top of all that, just about a year and a week ago, I also got married. So it's been just, you know, a big year in my life, definitely the best year of my life. And so it's awesome moving forward and, you know, just learning about baseball, learning about life and moving forward.
Well, belated happy first anniversary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You had a spectacular 2022 at BYU, an ERA under 4 after you had taken 2 years off to go on a mission trip, getting back to baseball. What was the key to that spectacular final year at BYU?
Really just, you know, trusting the plan, trusting the process. I had, you know, seen people go before me to take 2 years off and serve a mission and be able to come back and perform, you know, as well, if not better, than before. It's definitely scary, though, making that decision to take 2 years off and still having hopes of playing professional baseball and performing at the college level as well. But, you know, you kind of just take those 2 years off, trusting the plan, trusting God, and knowing that whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. So,
what was that mission trip like going to Chile?
It was awesome. So basically what missionaries do is you get assigned to a specific area. In my case, it was Chile to start. I was there for a handful of months and then got sent back to the United States because of COVID, finished in Los Angeles, California. But being in Chile, I learned the Spanish language and was teaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So and just helping people around wherever I could. So.
How did you keep in baseball shape for those 2 years? Because baseball is not a very popular sport in Chile.
Well, I can tell you that I picked up a baseball maybe 5 times in those 2 years. I did my exercises every day, you know, in hopes to stay in shape, to keep my shoulder in shape. But, yeah, really, there's not much throwing. They don't know much about baseball in Chile. So they're all, oh, you play baseball? What about soccer? You know, what about football? So.
You went to BYU, and you had a number of different offers. You grew up in California, moved to Utah. Why go to BYU?
BYU, my dad had played baseball at BYU. That's where my parents met. They both went to BYU. My older brother was there. And so also I had grown up, I'd been to a few BYU baseball games, and it was just an environment that I really liked. I knew that the people there had similar values to me, so I was pretty excited to be there, especially when I got my offer from BYU. I jumped on it pretty quick because I knew that's where I wanted to be.
Well, and especially that view beyond the outfield wall. You can't beat that in college baseball.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And My freshman year there at BYU is when they got the brand new turf field with a heating system underneath, so we were able to practice outside most of winter when it's, you know, below 30 degrees. They can just melt the snow off the field and we can have practice outside. So
you were the most prepared guy in all of the Midwest League when you started out this April.
Yeah, we started, where was it? We started in Beloit, Wisconsin, and it was about 30 degrees. And, you know, I pitched that opening night and, yeah, I felt at home, honestly. Like, it was cold, but in my past, in high school and in college, I've pitched really well in the cold because I think I'm used to it, and a lot of the hitters have a hard time, you know, staying loose when they're hitting, so it's easier to get guys out for me.
You're coming up on your one-year anniversary of you being signed by the Brewers as an undrafted free agent. What did that look like for you coming out of BYU?
So that summer, last summer, I got married at the end of June and went on a honeymoon, came back, and I was like, well, I have a little bit of time before the end of the summer. I'm going to, you know, stay in baseball shape, but I had to get a job. And so I worked at a golf course for about a week, and then I got a call from the Brewers saying, like, hey, are you interested in professional baseball? And I said, absolutely, I am. And then they said, great, we'll see you next week. And it just happened so fast, and it was just a dream come true, and yeah, it was awesome.
That's about the best wedding present you could ever get.
Yeah, it really was. It was awesome.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on making the big debut, and a very belated congratulations on your one-year wedding anniversary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.